The statement from the Transport Ministry in the last hour or so that the taxi strike that brought much of Gauteng to a halt should now be called off after a settlement was reached between the SA National Taxi Council and SA Finance Holdings over the financial terms of the purchase agreements for the minibus taxis. Taxi operators blocked major highways in Gauteng today. Aki Anastasio has been watching today's traffic chaos from the EWN traffic desk. We join him there now. Aki, afternoon to you. How bad was it this morning?
Good afternoon to you, Stephen. Well, it was very, very bad because it was a very clearly coordinated effort that the taxis did, and you know, and how they blocked the roads. Early in this morning, it started at about 3:30 this morning at the Allendale exit. They blockaded some of the routes, took over some of the trucks, and literally blockaded those exits with those trucks that they hijacked. Now, put in inverted commas. And then what we saw was this coordinated effort. There were like groups of taxis traveling along many routes across Gauteng, but traveling really slowly at 5 kilometers an hour, not letting anybody else pass. So they occupied all the lanes and moving really slowly. So they really targeted all those main routes like the R21, the N3 North, the N1 North, parts of Pretoria like the N4, for example, and very cleverly coordinated to really have a maximum impact in this morning's peak hour traffic.
What happens to side routes when the highways are blocked like this?
Yeah, Steve, they get very, very congested as well. And what they did was they also blocked some of those side routes as well. So typically, Santaco really operates between Johannesburg and Pretoria, and their core area is, you know, through Midrand, through Alex, not Alex, at least, but parts of Kempton Park, Tembisa. So they blockaded many of those routes. So anybody else who tried to use alternatives also were affected. And even businesses were affected. You know, some businesses in Midrand, for example, I have a friend of mine who works at one of the big companies. They WhatsApped all the employees to say, listen, guys, there's no point in us opening today because nobody can get to work. So they had to be closed. And even the Gautrain suspended their Gautrain buses this morning because their employees couldn't get to work.
Aki, the ministry says the strike is over. We don't have confirmation on that from the taxi industry itself yet. But if the same thing happens again this afternoon, I mean, just before a long weekend, I'd imagine it'll be even worse.
No, absolutely. And this is the one concern many people have. We've been flooded with calls here at the traffic desk asking the exact same question. But, Stephen, I know there's a press conference coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon, but the picture has changed somewhat. I'm just looking at my heat map as I speak to you right now. And compared to what it looked like an hour and 2 hours ago and even 3 hours ago, the situation seems to be returning back to normal. So the indication and the signs that I'm getting is that this taxi strike has been called off, but we'll have to wait for confirmation by actual Santaco at their conference, which I think happens at 2 o'clock, if I stand to be corrected.
EWN's Aki Anastasio from our traffic desk, do appreciate it. We are expecting some kind of resolution from that announcement at 2 o'clock.